This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police officers will no longer work in Denver public schools starting next June. Denverite's David Sachs reports they're called school resource officers.
Denver police officers who break up fights, enforce rules, and also mentor students. But statistics show they can also introduce children, especially students of color, to a cyclical criminal justice system. Galvanized by the moment since George Floyd's death in police custody, the Denver School Board unanimously voted to oust law enforcement from the halls of public education Thursday night. Plenty of educators disagreed with the move, as did school safety specialists, who said officers keep kids safe in schools marked by violence and weapons. In the end, school board members said the decision is not a judgment on the officers themselves, but on the system. David Sachs, Denverite.
An Aurora man will serve 16 years and pay back nearly $19 million for defrauding the VA. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
Joseph Price was a case management liaison for the VA's Spina Bifida health care benefits program. Authorities say he used that position to set up a fictional home health care program and then connected VA beneficiaries with shell companies run by his friends and family members. Price was convicted by a jury, and three of his accomplices have pled guilty. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
A Gambian national living in Colorado has been indicted for allegedly torturing dissidents. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Federal prosecutors say that Michael Sang Korea tortured six people accused of trying to overthrow Gambia's dictatorial government in 2006. Korea served under dictator Yahya Jammeh. He came to the United States in 2016 as a bodyguard for Jammeh and remained after the dictator fled. Korea overstayed a visa and made his way to Denver. He was working as a day laborer when he was picked up by ICE in 2019. He now faces several charges related to the torture and will be tried under a very rarely used law. He will be represented by a public defender. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the skepticism surrounding the accuracy of antibody tests that determine if Coloradans have had COVID-19. We'll have that story for you coming up in 10 minutes here on CPR News.